Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
You know your logo.
This is Al Porter, Man in the Street. Al Porter, Man in the Street. The number is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Welcome to another edition.
I'll text you the number in a minute as well. Thank you.
My thing is right now, what I'll do is let people know, welcome aboard. That's first and foremost. As I get things underway, that was Kill Say Mars starting things off. Kill Say Mars. My thing is, a couple of intriguing phone calls that came through. I am going to at least look at my phone line and tell that we have some people on the line right now that I appreciate. Before I go there, let me welcome everybody official to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 16. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news. That's the abbreviation and the acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with comments, questions, concerns. MP3 format, send music or commercials to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram. The Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You could also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. You could visit the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You could also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Before Daughters of the Nile, tomorrow's guest, BWE, Lady T and the Queen of All Queens. Miss Shamir or Queen Shamir. So also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, or the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Al Porter Jr. 1. Either or, both will take. For work, hit up www.templabor.org. They've helped me out several times. You can also check out the logtv.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, before I do anything else, I have a couple of phone numbers that I should get to. I'm going to let people know that first up will be 216-538. So I want you all on, you know, your job. It'll be 216-538 first, and then 216-716 second. I'm going to at least stop what I'm doing, because I'm too busy for my own good, and give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Now, honorable mention, just missing the cut. They didn't have a lot of promotions, but the East Cleveland Public Library, they get the honorable mention for two things. What's upcoming this week? You are invited to the next East Cleveland Democratic Club meeting on Wednesday, April the 27th, 2022. Time, 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Lower Level Conference Room, East Cleveland Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Help us celebrate the National Month of Hope. So that's going on this coming week. And Ernest L. Smith will be installed as Youth Outreach of the East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Club, where Nathaniel Martin, City Council President, is the city leader. That's going on. And also, yesterday, East Cleveland Library, they had a nice free jazz concert, both the auditorium and overflow room in the balcony. It was packed. So that's the honorable mention. Number 10 debuting because of promotions. Facebook, Malik X, Savage Royale. And that's the Grog Shop this Thursday. That's number 10. Number 9, debuting. Facebook, BWE Future Kids, Youthology 2.0 Community Block Party. So what are some of the things happening at this block party? Okay, let me tell you. Some of the things that is happening is it's being held Saturday, this Saturday, April the 30th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours, 3143 West 84th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. Come out and enjoy a day of fun, food, and unity with Ward 14 special guest performances by BWE Entertainment Artist Lyrical Storm, Alfred Porter, Sheriff Kilroy Porter, and CUMR Pioneer Suave Gotti. We'll also be honoring the late Miss Lois A. Witcher, Akron, Ohio, and Miss Stephanie Henderson for their influence within both our Akron and Cleveland communities. Entry is $2 only, because you know it's going for BWE Future Kids. For more information, call 216-235-8167 or 216-882-2702. I Love It will be performed from Suave Gotti. I Need a Queen by Request will be performed by Sheriff Kilroy. So the reason I say that is that's the way it is. Number 8, debuting, Trappy 3.0 Awards. This Wednesday, 12703 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Red carpet at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Sheriff Kilroy, Al Porter Jr. will be honored along with several others. Legendary DJ Jack the Ripper. It's an honor, Trap Boy Mannequin. Number 7, debuting, Souls to the Polls, which was yesterday at the Board of Elections. Already happened. Number 6, debuting, it was on Facebook, the 26th annual Carl Burton Stokes commemoration event was yesterday at Lakeview Cemetery. Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, and many more. SEIU 1199, I believe, Mike Seal, legendary operatic voice, William Clarence Marshall. Yeah, and it was a beautiful event. Moving up to number five, Facebook, Vince Robinson and the Jazz Poets live at Rudy's Pub yesterday. Number four, moving up, Facebook, Thony live at the Grog Shop. I believe that was last Friday. Number three, debuting, Boxing Networking, Saturday and Sunday Banquet, which was yesterday. Number two, All Record Store Day Activities. And number one, debuting, Morris Day and Time, New Power Generation. I think the Daz Band received an award at the Horseshoe Casino last Saturday. And also, the honorable mention goes out to Red Lion, the Red Lion Tattoo on 4043. That's on St. Clair. They had a nice, phenomenal get-together at the hip-hop Mecca. It was very private affair. That's why it missed the cut. But it was still full of people, standouts, Days One, the graffiti. It was the carryover from 420, HJS, who else? Of course, Fred G, a.k.a. Ballhead Fred. Now, before I do any salutations, because we lost a couple of giants, I'm going to go to first, 216-538, 216-716. Please be on deck, but 216-538, talk to me, please. 216-538, how you doing?
I'm blessed, my brother. How you doing, my brother? It's Cowboy Future and Miss Paul's point.
Hey, it's good to talk to both of you all. What is on your minds this fine evening?
Well, it's a whole lot been going through your brother's mind, man, but I got to keep my head up.
Yes, sir.
You know, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you like this. I lost a relative last week. And there's one thing I know. You gotta get these guns off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they saying black on black crime, or black lives matter, but they're still going on with the black on black crime. And if Bill can get these guns off the street, then he'll be a hell of a mayor, because he got some big shoes to fill. He has
That's
a big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
It's the young kids that's doing these shootings and killings and carjackings. Yes. You know, when it hits home, in a tragic, like what my niece went through, It hurts.
Especially I know it does.
When you're the last person to know. And there's more to it than just what's been said.
Yeah.
And there's things that's still been hidden that is not being told.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to explain, but They say it's easy to say, but it's hard to explain.
Hey, it hurts.
But it's not.
So keep talking.
It's not
easy.
It's not easy as people think to say. Because you can't find the words to say it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm hoping they catch the people, the person that pulled the trigger.
Yes, sir.
And I hope that they give them the max, because it was uncalled for. She
You're
was
right.
only 20 years old. 20. Ain't been that long that graduated. 3 months pregnant.
I'm so, again, my heartfelt condolences. You have a lot of people praying for you, and we will continue to do that. I promise you that. We will do that. And we will stand with you as best as possible. Continue on.
I really appreciate that to the heart. Not from the bottom, not from the top, not from my sides, not from the front, not from my back. I take that from the core, which is the center, which where it bleeds.
I appreciate you phoning in, just because I know it's hard. I've talked to you over the past several days since that happened. Did our best to console you, and you still have our hearts, and we'll be there as best for you, sir.
And I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. That really does. But I'm going to turn you on to Miss Paul's point, my brother.
Okay.
And here she is, Miss Paul's
All
point,
right.
ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you so much for all the support, and we really truly appreciate the support. Thank you so much for the prayers, and I'm just trying to be on my post and help my love go through this trying time and be there for him all the way.
I got you.
So I'm on my job. Yes. So thank you so very much, and we truly appreciate the phone calls and the prayers and the support. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. No problem. You're my family. No matter when I come around, where I see you, you all are family. I will treat you that way. And I will just end off the conversation by saying I will keep you all in prayer. I look forward to at least seeing you all either hip-hop workshop as well as the fact of Mother's Day coming through.
Oh, yes. And I'll call you late on tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'll be off. So when will it be the best time for me to call you, sir?
I'm going to do everything I can to talk to you by 9:30 in the morning.
That'll be good. Could that be because 10 o'clock would be mid time for me? So I'm up at that time.
Very punctual.
Thank you. All right. Then we'll be all right. I will talk to you then. Thank you all for the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on the show. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate you all. Thank you a lot. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is... All right. We're going to work on this right now, and I'm going to do what I can to make sure that we go to the person who has been waiting so patiently. We've got about 3 more phone calls to go through. My thing is sometimes I'll talk too much and not realize that a lot of what I need to do is take my phone calls. So before I do salutations, I'm going to go to 216-716. That's 216-716.
How y'all doing out there? This is Joseph DeAndre. How y'all doing out there?
Oh, man.
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, GMS Hood Famous TV, as well as Hood Famous DVD, The Whole Nine, somebody filmed your music video. And talk to me about your music video and what's going on with it, because it came out real nice for a song that I'm used to hearing. You performed it at the workshop. You performed it on March the 11th at the Mediterranean. You've been getting a lot of buzz with record labels. Talk to me about your name again and the name of the song.
My name is Joseph DeAndre. My real name is Joseph DeAndre Ford. And the song Be With You is just about, like, it's a girl that, you know, it's a girl that, if it's a girl that you like out there and you want to sing her a nice song, you can play this for her, telling her you want to be with her and everything, get to know her, get to talk to her, you get to feel how y'all feel about each other, like, get to know how y'all feel about each other and get the scoop on y'all relationship and what y'all gonna build up to be or what y'all gonna build to be one day.
Okay. You still there, brother? Hello? Now, I heard that interesting click. I know that Joseph DeAndre, excellent song, Be With You.
My phone had clicked out for a minute. Yeah, I'm here now.
I just wanted to say real quick, I am going to take your advice and take that song and send it to the girl I want to be with, because right now, she hasn't been paying attention.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to take that song and do that. How can we find that song? I know it's on YouTube. How can people look that track up?
You can search Be With You by Joseph Ford or Be With You by Joseph DeAndre, and it should pop up for you when you put it in your search bar. You can find my YouTube channel is Joseph DeAndre. You can find my Instagram is Joseph DeAndre Official. And you can find a link on my page. You can find a link on Instagram. You can go right to it on my page, and it's right up there at the beginning.
Okay. Like I say, with that being said, I want to see how easy it is before I do anything else. I'm going to ask you, talk about the fact, how did you end up meeting Lil Bow Wow? Well, he's still little, so I guess we can't call him Lil Bow Wow. But how'd you end up meeting him? Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Joseph DeAndre. Just want to see how easy this is. Be with.
Sorry, Mr. Al Porter, man. My phone keep clicking on and out. Our internet is acting up right now. But me and Bow Wow, we met when I was younger, when I was around like 8 years old or something, when we was when we were young, and my grandmother introduced me to him. She told me he was from Columbus and he was a rapper, and she told me like all this stuff about him and stuff. We met, we played, he heard me sing before, and we started from there when I was younger and everything. We had a good, we used to have a good time though, kicking with each other and getting to know each other and everything. He was a cool friend and everything, though. The dude always looked out for me and everything.
All right. And I will say that...
He always,
While I'm sitting here right now...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let people know how
it's a good relationship song.
Yep. I just want to let people know it's that easy. I looked it up. B-E with Y-O-U by Joseph DeAndre. Official music video. And I do know that there is just a lyric style video of the song as well. So you can be reached by the way you said. I just wanted to show people how easy it was.
It fell right
so
there.
I want to know from you before you go.
Is it?
How do you feel about your career in 2022?
I feel like I'm getting more listeners on Spotify now, so I feel like I'm actually building to be a great artist, and I'm glad that they tuning in so much and listening to me, and they watching me get on the stage at the hip hop workshop and watching me perform at the Mediterranean. I'm so happy that I seen so many people like try to
Like I say, as listening to everything go in and out, there were a lot of people who paid attention to that young man, that young artist, and that was phenomenal. So I appreciate you.
And get to know me. Sorry, and get to know me. Sorry, Mr. Porter, and get to see how much I want to grow and how important it is as an artist for me to know that I need to grow and be better. I want them to see that. And see that in me and know that I'm ready to be an artist and know that I'm really, that I'm really dedicated and I really want to do it. So that's why I'm glad I got to show them that when I was going through all this stuff. But all right, Al Porter, go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you, too. Thank you for the chance of being on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace. As a matter of
fact,
I'm moving through because I'm really feeling inspired. So I'll leave the salutations to the end of the program. I will go to the 216-412 number. 216-412. How are you doing out there this evening?
I'm doing just great, Mr. Porter, Sheriff. Major Taps here. How's everybody doing? I told you I'll be back on here next week. Here I am. Let's get right into it. May 5th, I have an awesome event from 4 to 7, major food drive. Come out, have some fun, bring canned goods. First 10 people get a cash voucher for canned goods. I'm inviting a lot of people out. Come out, you know, gonna be a real awesome event. And by the way, hold on, let me play this for you. I will be performing this song live there.
Okay,
and people, this is a song that people can interact with too. It's called The Tap Man. It's a line dance.
Oh.
Shout out to 71 North. He inspired me. I was able to cross paths with 71 North when I was younger, and he gave me inspiration on certain things. He is the line dance king. So just let y'all be known. When it comes to line dancing, Moochie, man. So shout out to him.
Yes, he
inspired
is.
Like, I got the inspiration making that. I was like, let me come with a line dance with some tap shoes on. Shoot, I already got the feet for it. I might as well do something, you know. And then all people always come up to me asking me about cap lessons and basics on just starting the fundamentals. So I came up with this song. That inspired me, like, the crowd, like just the people out, just the people, the public itself inspired me to do this for them. So without being said, let me play you a small snippet of this, a quick snippet rather. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who the cat man
there. All right, and you'll be performing at May 5th at Carouche Park, 17218 Tarkington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. I see that it says live performances from Major Taps, Almighty FX, Al Sheriff Kilroy, and a special guest DJ. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes, Sheriff. Thank you, yes. Special, special thing. Sheriff definitely will be in the house, will be at the park. Appreciate that. Man, the last event you did for the DJ HJS?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. That I have to say, man, that was an awesome performance you put on. I mean, straight came downstairs with the guitar and busted straight freestyle, solid, no stopping, none of that. That inspired me also, man. I like, man, I got to step my freestyle game up.
So, man,
I like seeing raw talent like that. You know, that's what excites me about this. That's why I have so much of a passion for this. You know what I mean? Be around so many brilliant other artists in the room. And then, oh, yeah, the Mediterranean and the bro who just got off the line, yeah, he definitely did his thing. So shout out to him, man. DeAndre, I'm going to check your, bro, I'm going to check your song out, man, as soon as I get off this line. Well, as soon as the radio show is over with, I want to check you out, bro, man. It'd be nice to work with you, man. I want to see your material. I want to see how, you know, so it'd be nice, though. So I'm willing to work with anybody, like I said, as long as it's positive energy involved with it, though.
Yes, sir.
That being said, though, I have to pull up some information, and it's funny how I had the song called No Justice, No Peace, and this stuff just keep on happening. I pulled up, I happened to be in a store, and this caught my attention in the Column Post. Shout out to Column Post. Ohio's black news leader. Shout out to them. It says on here, Rabbi busted charged for attempted solicitation of a minor. I'm going to read this page and leave it at that. A senior rabbi at B'nai Jesh Sharon Congregation in Pepper Pike, Rabbi Stephen Wise, was arrested April 18th after allegedly engaging in explicit online conversation with an undercover investigator acting as a 15-year-old boy. The 60-year-old Pepper Pike resident went to a prearranged location in Cuyahoga County to allegedly engage in sexual activity with supposed child. After communication on a social network app, law enforcement officers with the Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force arrested him on the scene, according to the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office. Okay, that's one good thing the prosecutor did. Okay, well, look, it shows you, man, look. It's like you read your book of Revelations, it says a lot of this stuff will come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a proven point, man. You see stuff. Everybody, I want everybody to do me this favor. You know what I mean? I need everybody to restart meditating and start focusing on their third eye. When you see a bunch of this nonsense, this vision, how that. Make sure that third eye is important. You got to protect it. You know what I mean? The stuff you put in your system, all type of stuff. I'm working on myself, too. But you know what I'm saying? From the liquids we put in our body, the foods we eat, you know what I mean? I see too many of my people going about it here. And it's ridiculous, you know what I mean? Though, when it comes to, like, this other stuff, like, the demonic nonsense is just starting to lurk, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's an agenda they push it. They ain't pushing certain other agendas that you know what I'm saying, that go up against, the creators, you know what I'm saying, laws and everything, you know it's not right, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
You know, it's the same thing, like, within this music and stuff like that. It's something that I got to listen to when I hear people talking about, I'm the anti-art, you know what I mean? Talking to devils, talking things of that nature. I gotta turn it off quick. This certain music I don't even listen to just because of that. You know what I mean? Also, hold up. wait a minute. A few other things. It was justice for a lady, and I have to mention this because this happened like right around the corner from where I stay at.
Right.
But justice was served for her. Justice was still continue to get served. Okay, here we go. Three men pled guilty to the 2018 murder of 9-year-old girl. That 9-year-old girl was Sanaya Nicholson.
Right.
Yeah, the one guy, he just been charged. One of the suspects has been charged, basically, as far as with, he basically been sentenced to 22 years in prison. The other ones are still pending. So I'm like, yeah, I'm thankful to hear something about that. Outcome coming out with that. You know what I mean? Besides that,
I'm going to say justice for, well, not just, I'm going to say RMP to DJ K. Slay, you know.
Yes,
I thought it wasn't
true,
though. That shocked me. He definitely a hip-hop pioneer and then passed away, man. And so that's that's, you know what I'm saying, please, you know what I'm saying.
We just got to stay on our health, man. Stay on our health and stay focused, stay active, man. Enjoy life, you know what I'm saying, have fun, you know what I'm saying.
Before I get off of here, I'm going to say, click like, subscribe on YouTube, Proprietor Entertainment TV.
Huh.
We have plenty of content up on there. And what else? May 5th, just pull up. May 5th, pull up.
All right.
You know, we're going to hook you guys up. So with that being said, hold up. Check me out. Check my screens out on Spotify also. And like I said, tap in, Taps Major. Just tap it in backwards, my name. Major Taps in backwards. You check me out on IG also. Oh yeah, and shout out to my cousin Brittany. She just had a hip replacement, and like I said, this girl is strong. She's a firecracker baby. The reason why I say that because she's a special young lady because she was born on 4th of July. She's been fighting and dealing with in and out of the hospital as a baby. Though she's tough, you know, so she had like about two or three liver transplants, and you know what I'm saying, surviving and beating and kicking it. She recently just had a hip replacement where it would have been said that she wouldn't be able to walk, though she went ahead and went with it, you know what I mean, and she be right now, she's recovering. Brittany Irvin, if you listen to this right now, I love you, baby cuzzo. You know, you was super,
right.
You motivate me, and so with that being said, peace.
Peace, and thank you so much for the phone call. Well, I have two more phone callers to go to, fortunately. So before I go to the 216-424, I will go to the 216-336. 216-336, how are you doing out there? 216-336, going once. 336, going twice. 216-336. Got you. My thing is, at least they followed the rules. The rules are simple. If they can't talk, they could be at work. They could be at an event or around a crowd of people, which may be an event or just outside, but they choose to tune in, but they don't want to talk, it's all right. You all make up the show, and it's always good to hear from you. So that's why I'm coming to your phone line, whether you said, hey, if you wanted to talk, I know you didn't click the one key. So that's a hint that you weren't able to talk this evening. If you did change your mind later on, you could. And or if you wanted to at least say, hey, they didn't get me. Hey, you could always hang up and call back. We will talk to you. 216-424. 216-424, how are you doing?
Doing great, Black House Sound. Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black House Sound. I'm just calling in to let people know about Endo Dub song that he just dropped. I think it was about 2-3 days ago.
Yes, and that's
so
a hot track. Talk to us.
You know, if y'all can check that out, it's called The Setup or something like that to that nature. I also have a song that came out before that, 5 days before that, and hopefully this new song is going to come out real soon as well. I'm still working on my album. I wanted it done when we had our show, but kind of ran out of time. But make no excuses. I'm still forming that, getting it together. The only reason I called in was because, for one, this is a great show on the Monday night, and to hear other Thank people you. And what they doing and how serious they are. So I heard two of the callers, and it just seemed like they on their craft. So it's a wonderful thing. I don't want to hold up this process. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Just know that a lot of more music will be coming out from Black House Sound. And if you want to participate in the events that's coming up, be sure to do it. If not, we still thank you for the support. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Check out Al Porter's last album, man. It's really hot. And also check out the album before that and the one before that. And I think it was one before that. So check them all out. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Once again, I was calling in on the behalf of Carl Endo Dubsack. Check out his song on YouTube under Joseph Motley and Jr. All right, and that's on YouTube. Other than that, I have nothing else to say. If anything bad is going on out there, it's just only happening for a little brief moment. It will go away, and life will get back to normal. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and I'm out. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That brother right there, very modest. He tracked the album, which will be out in 2 days, called Anti-Music Industry. As a matter of fact, the lead single was produced and featured Joseph Motley Jr. So I'm just thankful. I'm very, very thankful and humble. As a matter of fact, I'm humbled because 216-566, 216-566, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Al Porter? It's Almighty FX.
Oh, man. It's on and popping. That's all I can say. Talk to us, man, because I'm looking forward to what you bring out on May the 5th, 4 p.m., Carouche Park. I'm looking forward to what you're bringing out there, but talk to us about everything else that's going on because you are extremely busy.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm always busy. Still dedicated to the music and everything. Well, honestly, I'm a person that likes to move in silence, so in the meantime, when nobody has really heard about me and heard about what I'm doing, I've still been in the studio working on projects and stuff. I'm getting ready to put out an album called Reelevation that'll be coming really soon. I've been really recording songs for that album, and I just dropped a new mixtape a few months ago, For the Ages. That's on YouTube, but really, I've just been, you know, handling little personal situations and stuff like that, getting life priorities in order and stuff like that, but still being dedicated to music. Like I said, Reelevation should be coming soon. Half of the project is done. I'm just recording the other half and just prepping newer projects beyond that. Like I said, For the Ages, that just came out, got those songs, that's on YouTube also. And also, for anybody that's interested in getting the mixtape, they can come to me directly, get my phone number, or email me, or, you know, through IG or whatever. But it's nothing really been, you know, just still making music for the most part, getting ready to actually work on a new project after the project that I'm dropping now, because I'm the type of person who like to work ahead of myself, you know. So, like, I'm working on this project, but I might be working on a project that's not coming out for like another year or so. So, you know,
that's
pretty much where I'm at. And, you know, like, you got a lot to stay in tune for when I you know, do my performances on May 5th, because, you know, I like to mix it up, like to have a surprise,
right.
You know, make a concept for, you know, all the audience, you know, the females, the males, the, you know, the children, the older adults, you know, try to stay on a diverse playing field, not be one-sided, you know, not particularly focus on one particular group, you know, give a variety.
Wow. I'm impressed. I am impressed by you because a lot of artists do not think about giving a variety. They don't think about things like that. So I've always enjoyed your performances because you can do a few songs, all of them are good, and you're very engaging as a performer.
No, for sure. I appreciate that. Yeah, to me, diversity is like one of the most important things as not just a rapper, but an artist in general, because you don't want to, you know, overstay your welcome with one particular thing for too long, because people will start getting tired. You know,
right.
You got to mix it up. You got to keep it interesting. You got to give somebody something to hear. You got to give somebody to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to keep it together. You got to keep it hyped up and everything like that. So with me, I like to focus on every demographic, from the politics to the simple life matters that everybody go through, to, you know, female empowerment, or maybe even female abuse, you know, the brutalities that us of black people go through, or just the struggles of the simple individual go through in society alone. You know what I'm saying? I like to bring up topics like that, because somewhere along the line, as a hip-hop artist or even a musician, people just feel like it has to be fake, artificial, sugar-coated, like everything got to look all good, everything got to be about designer clothes or Rolex watches or rims or females and stuff like that. All that stuff is cool like that, but we need to somehow bring back the reality that was into hip-hop, because, like I tell people, hip-hop started in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how you try to perpetuate it or try to put it or try to, you know, monetize it, it's still going to be street no matter what. It's still going to be raw. It's still going to be in your face. It's still going to be direct. It's still going to be uncensored, because that's where it started.
Yes, it did.
And that's how I look at hip-hop. I look at it in the sense of, like, it's unapologetic. So with my music, it's unapologetic, not intentionally and intentionally in a way, because – like I tell people, you gotta hear everything, from the good, the bad, and the ugly, whether you like it or not.
Right.
Because everything I say, it may not come out the way somebody want to hear it, but in reality, when I say it, we all know it's the truth, and that's how I try to keep it. I try to make sure I say something that's real, that's true out of my mouth, no matter how I articulate it or how anybody interprets it.
Man, I appreciate the phone call this evening. It's
no,
been
sure.
Motivational.
For sure. You know, I always try to come through here and say something that has meaning, instead of just talking to be heard like most people do, you know.
Right. Man, before you take your leave, again, your name and how can people join in, follow, support, take part of this movement that you have going on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, if anybody don't know, my name is AlmightyFX. You can check me out on Instagram, _, that's 3 underscores, FX is like. You can check me out on YouTube, AlmightyFX. You can check me out on Facebook, Derek FX Hopkins. I'm everywhere on social media platforms, the music on YouTube, 3 to 4 different mixtapes, so it's a variety for anybody to check out. And like I said, I'll give you the social media names again, _, 3 underscores, FX is like, that's the Instagram. The YouTube is Almighty FX. The Facebook is Derek FX Hoskins. So you can reach me, contact me, or hit me up on there. I'm open to anybody that want to get the music or have any type of discussion with me, or just or if an artist want to make a feature or whatever, people can holler at me.
Appreciate the call as usual. Look forward to not only seeing but being able to hear the performance on May the 5th. Thank you for the phone call.
Yep, and also shout out Proprietor ENT, the label.
Got you. Definitely. Peace, man.
Peace
out. I've enjoyed this whole evening so far. I'm enjoying it. My thing is, here comes probably a hard part for me. It shouldn't be, but it is, because I know the people that I'm mentioning. So with that being said, I want to start out and say that we lost a local leader when it came to entertainment, legendary Walt Johnson. Brief history, yes, he was a singer, group, all of that, but we have to acknowledge the fact that he worked with Queen Aretha Franklin, did management there, HB along with Sir Knock, hip hop superhero. Brother Walt Johnson. Now, Big Walt, they called him also. Also had his hand in with the Delphonics music group, of course. A lot of times, a lot of festivals and other events, you could see him represent none other than the artist he was looking out for, which was, of course, Sir Knock, the hip-hop superhero. Because of who he worked with, he was able to get Sir Knock on a track with Gerald LaVert, got him on a track alongside other people. His main thing was, even Aretha Franklin, I do believe that it was his work that was able to get Sir Knock on to do the official Layla Ali. That's right, Muhammad Ali, late great Muhammad Ali's daughter. He was able to do the theme song for that young lady. So, Big Walt, you could see him in his top hats and his other dress hats as well. But, yeah, we lost a brother who was always cordial, never stuck on himself or bragging about all the things he used to do. As a matter of fact, his family has stated that there will be no funeral or memorial because he wanted people to remember him for the dancing, his enjoyment of life and all of that. So much respect out to that memory. I also need to at least follow things a little bit by protocol and say that the next name that I call, you might say, hey, what does this have to do with anything? Well, before I call the name of the legend that we lost, I want to go back to March 5th, hip-hop workshop. I lost my mom on the 3rd of that month. But, you know, I did not make any announcements until at the end of the workshop because I wanted to focus on the life of Lynn Tolliver, who was lost. So we do this music video tribute to Lynn Tolliver, who made the song I Need a Freak. I reworked it. I was thankful, blessed to do that alongside HJS Music. And the reason I bring that up is that we had several people on that video who came out. You know, maybe Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man featuring Miss Pulse Points. We had Senator candidate LaShondra Tinsley. We had people including the mighty Zulu Nation, Zulu King, Shakim Shabazz, who was on that. Now, I'm thankful that the video It's been shared by people like domestic violence advocate Laura Cohen, as well as many others. But on that video, it's almost at 1,000 views. Facebook video transferred over. Well, Shakim Shabazz, he passed a couple of days ago. He was in that music video. And it's a blessing because, to give you the backdrop on that brother, he would protect, he did a lot of work doing security at John F. Kennedy. He was well known to sport the red, the black, and the green. The brother back there from the Omar Ali Bey days, alongside Box, brother Art McCoy, Khalid Samad, and then to represent hip-hop with the mighty Zulu Nation. That was not his first time coming to the hip-hop workshop. He came to pay tribute to Lynn Tolliver Jr. I'm thankful that he came to do that. He was acknowledged a couple of years prior. He came and he spoke about the mighty Zulu Nation. He was a brother who didn't have a lot of words to say all the time, but when he spoke with knowledge. I got a chance to work with him. He worked with Spitboxers, Freestyle Exam University, GMS Hood Famous TV. He was one of the real people that I dealt with. And before we leave, you talk about pride. A week after, going back, changing gears, but a week after he premiered on Blog Talk Radio, Man in the Streets radio show, the man, James Hemphill, in a Republican primary for the 11th Congressional District. The week after he appeared, Cleveland.com endorsed him over the rival Republican candidate for the upcoming May 3rd election. As Greater Cleveland's overwhelmingly Democratic 11th Congressional District, two candidates seek the Republican nomination. Political newcomer James Hemphill, age 46, of Cleveland Heights, and former East Cleveland Mayor Eric Brewer, age 68, a journalist and publisher. As Brewer has an array of experience in politics and government, Hemphill, a home remodeler, has had the unusual experience for a candidate of serving nearly 70 months in prison after being convicted in a 1990s drug trafficking charge originating in Iowa. He's turned his life around as a small business owner before his conviction and now hopes to help constituents avoid similar paths. Brewer appears focused more on big-picture federal questions, such as foreign policy concerns, than on the bread-and-butter issues likely to interest most residents in the District of Contrast. But in contrast, Hemphill brings fresher, more traditionally conservative perspectives to the 11th District contest. The district's Republicans should nominate James Hemphill as their candidate for Congress in the May 3rd primary. Early voting has begun. So I'm just thankful that the brother came on this program. One thing I could do is at least leave off and just thank everybody for tuning in, because you didn't have to tune in. You didn't. So with that being said, let's give ourselves a minute and go out with some Emax, the Image produced track. Call in and speak.
Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. D-Max in his prime, Kiro and can rhyme, read between the lines, black by design, tell the truth in time, here to drop a dime, keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower, from Ukraine to my lane, White House know it, see something, say something, the motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know, for people found dead, inside a house. Your old asleep, stray bullet took her out, killers on the block, this is real deep, be a whistleblower, get them off the street, call in and speak with the man in the street, call in and speak, I'm the man in the street, call in and speak with the man in the street, call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man.